Okay, it's working. I would like to share a few thoughts with you this morning on the subject of karma and destiny. You know, each of us has a destiny, and it's a destiny of our own making. We each come into this life, into each life, with a particular plan for ourselves, because our souls are wise and they know precisely what it is that we need to do in order to come closer to the perfect image of God which is within us. And that's the purpose of our lifetime, is to recognize day by day that perfect image that we are. Aham Brahmasmi, says the scriptures. We actually are, in our true and highest nature, the infinite spirit, the Brahman. And through our lifetimes, we have been searching for that perfection. We've searched in many places, in many ways. And many of those places and ways have not brought us happiness or fulfillment. And so our soul comes back again and again into this school so that we can continue to learn how to remove the veils that prevent us from seeing the image. A story I'm sure you all know is about the man who was able to make statues of an elephant, the size of an elephant. And his talent was astonishing because he wasn't an artist, he was just a simple man. But this was his hobby. And so one after another, he turned out these huge sculptures of elephants, and each one of them was perfect. And so the artists wanted to know his secret. They came to him and they said, please teach us. And this man said, oh, it is so simple, I'll show you. And together they went to the marble quarry and they chose a big block and brought it into the central courtyard. And all of the artists sat down for their lesson. And this man sat down also in front of the block of marble, and he sat there and stared at it. And he looked and looked, and he didn't do a thing. He just kept looking. And so 10 minutes passed, a half an hour, 2 hours. The artists were becoming very restless. And they thought, this is probably the wrong man. He doesn't know what to do. He's blocked. But soon, the man suddenly gets up and he takes his little scalpel and his little hammer and he goes around the statue and he carves and carves and carves and carves. And in just a few hours, there it is, another perfect image of the elephant. And he's very happy, and he turns to the committee of artists, and he said, you see? Did you see? Did you understand how to do it? And they said, no, we have no idea. We didn't see you make any design, any plan. We didn't learn. What did you do? And the humble man said, oh, it was so simple. I looked at this block of marble, and I looked very deeply until I saw the elephant. And then I took away every piece of marble that didn't belong to the elephant inside, and I just chipped away. And when I was done, here it is, the perfect image of the elephant. So that's why we come from lifetime to lifetime, is to chip away everything that doesn't belong to that perfect image, which we are. And in one lifetime, maybe we chip away a big piece and we reveal the trunk. And in a lifetime, we chip away another one or two pieces. But the image is here. It's within us. And everything else has just become stuck on, like a collage. Things that don't belong to us at all. It's not our nature to be intolerant. It's not our nature to be angry. It's not our nature to be unkind or to lack awareness or courage. Our nature is as perfect reflection. And so in each life we come to chip away some things. And our souls, in their infinite wisdom, know precisely what it is that needs to be chipped away. And we sometimes call this our karma, our prarabdha karma, what we have come in this lifetime to purify, to cleanse, to take away from that elephant. Now karma, so the scriptures say, is of three different qualities. There's the karma that's like writing in water. What happens when we write our name in water? What's left? Nothing. Then there's the karma that's like writing in dust or sand. When we finish, what's there? Whatever we've written. But then a wind comes, you know, or the wave comes and cleanses it away. So very little impression it leaves. And then there's the karma, just like that sculptor that's carved in stone. And to remove the star carving in stone, it takes a lot of effort. Well, each of us can take care of the karmas that are written in water, the little karmas, and the karmas that are written in sand. We do our practices, we learn how to be supportive, how to be generous, we meditate, and those karmas, they go away. But what can we do with the karmas that are carved in stone? These are the big ones, these are the hard ones. And often, no matter how much we attend to our good living practices, to our meditation, we don't manage to get rid of them or to get rid of them quickly. But we must make the effort, because every effort counts. Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says this to Arjuna. Arjuna asks, "O Lord, what will happen to me, to the yogi, who does not become self-realized at the end of an incarnation of effort?" And Krishna says, "O Arjuna, no effort is ever lost. It all adds up. And our efforts are very important. Master tells us that the path to self-realization is due to our own efforts at self-improvement, and that that's worth 25%. It's due 25% to our guru's efforts in guiding us to know which efforts are right, and 50% to the grace of God. So every day we make our efforts. We practice our energization, we do our meditation, we practice our kriyas, which cleanse a lot of those karmas. And then we come face to face to the ones in stone. And what can we do? We need to attract the grace of God and Guru to help us overcome those karmas. And if we ask ourselves deeply, what are the obstacles that are preventing me right now in this moment from recognizing my divine image? Our soul will give us the answer. Our soul will tell us what it is we are fighting with, which karmas in this lifetime are the deep ones, the hard ones, the big knots. And these are the ones that we need to offer in self-purification to God and Guru, asking them to take care of them, to lift them, because that is their job. Do we want God and Guru to be unemployed? They would be very unhappy. We're employed in our spiritual practices. We need to let them do their responsibility because they have a job. You know, if you're going on a trip, maybe by train, and you're going by yourself, let's say you're a woman in this situation, and you have a big heavy suitcase because you're taking many presents, and maybe you're going to Pune and Swami has asked you to bring many things with you. And so your suitcase is very full and it's weighing 25 or 30 kilos. And there you are, you have to go down the stairs and up the stairs and walk along the platforms and find your train. And it's just too much for you. And so you're struggling. You know, I've done this so many times. That's why I can tell you, you know, this example. There you are pulling the suitcase and suddenly there's the stairs. You've got to go up 40 stairs to get to the platform. And so you stand there and you take your suitcase and you lift it one stair and another. And so what do? You look around for some young, big, strong man and you say, "Excuse me, sir, would you mind carrying the suitcase for me up the stairs?" And he says, "Oh, no problem." You know, he's been going to the gym and working out, and he's kind of proud to show you that he can carry that suitcase. And so with just one hand, he reaches down, lifts it up, walks up the stairs as you run behind him, and he puts it down on the platform. And you say, "Oh, thank you, sir." And he said, "No problem." It was nothing. So this is God and Guru. They know that we are carrying many burdens that are much too hard, much too heavy for us. Will they carry it for us? Only if we ask. Did you ever try in a situation with a suitcase just standing there and looking helpless? It usually doesn't work. You know, standing there hoping that somebody will come by and do it. You know, I've developed the helpless look, you know. But it doesn't work. You have to actually start, "Excuse me, sir." You say, "Excuse me, would you mind carrying this?" And that's what the purification ceremony is. We are saying to God and Guru, we're writing down on this little piece of paper, what's in my suitcase right now that's making it so heavy? And that's the first part, we write that down. So I'm going to ask Madhu, because she's sitting right here in front of me, would you pass out these papers, please? And also pass around these pencils, if you can share the pencils. And so I ask you, if you wish, just write down the contents of your suitcase in this moment. What is keeping you from realizing God? You just write down, you don't have to write a novel or a poem, just a couple things, maybe even one. What is it that's written in stone? And write that down on your paper. Your soul knows what it is. So just ask yourself, what am I carrying that's too heavy for me right now? Part of the power of this ceremony is recognizing what these karmas are. And the next part of this ceremony is offering these karmas to Guru and to God with the very honest and humble affirmation, I seek purification by the grace of God. The ego, of course, is not seeking purification. It wants to hold on to all of those heavy burdens and make us carry them around like ball and chain on our feet. But the soul wants to be free. The soul is affirming, I seek purification. I am ready to let go by the grace of God. Because we also know that only God can help us become free of these heavy karmas. We do our part. Guru does his part. God does his part. And our part now that we have been honest and written down what the burdens are, our part is to open our hearts and to let the Guru do his job. And so the response to your request for purification is this. The Master says, and please close your eyes and meditate on this. The Master says, open your heart to me, and I will enter and take charge of your body. So this is Krishna getting into the driver's seat of your chariot, directing you in your life's activities, in your thoughts, in your meditations. Open your heart to me, and I will enter and take charge of your life. And let that ray of grace come into you and permeate every nook and cranny where these obstacles are hidden. And as you feel the touch at your heart chakra, feel that light, that purifying light. And then it will be said, by the grace of our masters, you are free. And feel the freedom. Feel that our masters have heard you, have received your offering, and have lifted the weight from you, now and forever. This is the power of our devotion that attracts the power of the grace of God. And if we offer ourselves, our karma, Every day, not just in the rare moments of the ceremony, but every day, God and Guru will lift these burdens and we will be free. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.